Good morning. We continue our series with Mishnayos. We are in Perek Dalet. We are starting with Mishnah Beis. So the previous Mishnah discussed the halachas of what is the appropriate time for all the tefillos, what time for Shacharis, Mincha, and for Maariv. We are going to continue with other aspects of tefillah. Mishnah says, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana haya mispal b'knisaso the base medrash of Itziaso Tefila Kitzara. When he used to walk into the base medrash to learn, he would recite a tefila. And when he would leave, when he would finish his learning, when he would leave the base medrash to go home, he would recite another tefila. And it wasn't clear what he was reciting. So as far as we were concerned, it was not Shacharis, and it was not Maariv, and it was not Mincha. So his Talmidim asked him, Amar lo, his Talmidim said to him, Ma makom l'tefila zu, what is this tefila? They were wondering what was he davening, because it wasn't the time for Shacharis, Mincha, or Maariv. What was he davening? So he answered, Amar lahem b'knisasi, ani mispal shlo tera takala al yadi. When I come in to learn, I have this tefillah that I mispal, that I should not make any mistakes, and there should not be a takala, I should not cause a stumbling block for anybody in my learning. When I leave, ani nosin ha'idaya al-chalki, I give praise on my chalek, that I was able to sit in the Bais Medrash and learn. A lot of Gemaras have these tefillos in the beginning. It's printed very, very often, very nicely in the front cover of a Gemara. Sometimes people think it's just part of the design of the Gemara, but ultimately it's a beautiful tefillah that one can say when he starts learning, when he comes into Davin, and when he leaves after he has the opportunity to spend his day engrossed in Torah study. He gives a shavach to Hashem, he prays to Hashem for allowing him to be part of such a society and having the opportunities to grow in Limud HaTorah. Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, B'chol Yom, every day Mispalel Adam Shemona Esrei. A person should daven 18 brachos. Now, we have this tefillah, we refer to it till this very day as Shemona Esrei. Indeed, there are 19 brachos because it was one which was added in based on current events. But it's still referred to as the bracha of Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says a person does not need to daven every single day Shmona Esrei. Rather, may ain Shmona Esrei. A person could daven something which is similar to Shmona Esrei. And that would be similar. We discussed this earlier, what that means, may ain Shmona Esrei. It means that a person, he still says every one of the brachos. Actually, the Gemara has two different pirushim in this. Either it means that he says every bracha, like we gave an example, atachonin. Instead of saying the whole atachonin, you say atachonin l'adam das, bracha to Hashem, chonin adas. And all the brachos would follow in such a way. You say the first paragraph, the first line of the tefillah, and then the bracha at the end. There's another pirush in the Gemara that Me'ein Shmona Esrei is actually even much shorter than that. It's a bracha called Havinenu. Havinenu is a tefillah that's not really so relevant anymore, but it's a tefillah which basically it's one bracha which covers all the aspects of the entire Shmona Esrei. So that's Rabbi Yeshua says a person is chayav to daven every day. Rabbi Akiva Omer im shagur tefillah sebefiv. He spells Shmona Esrei from Lav Me'ein Shmona Esrei. So what he says is if a person knows the tefillah by heart, so then go ahead, go for it. Daven Shmona Esrei. If not, if he's not familiar with it, then he should just memorize the bracha of Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Now we have to understand that they didn't have the leisure of having siddurim and a printing press the way we have it now at the time that the Mishnah was written. They didn't have such an abundance of siddurim, and therefore it was not common that people had access to Shmona Esrei in the way that we do. You couldn't just open your iPhone and open your app and then start davening Shmona Esrei. You had to have a sitter. And often a sitter meant you had to have someone write it. And if it wasn't going to get someone to write it, you had to write it yourself. So it wasn't as easy to have Shmona Esrei. Therefore, it was relevant to say, if you knew it, if you were somebody who knew the Shmona Esrei, the 18 brachos, then go ahead, recite it. Nothing wrong with it. But if someone is not able to memorize it, he doesn't know it, in such a case, then a person should Daven Me'ein Shmona Esrei, which is either these short, little, concise brachos, or one tefillah, which consists of all of the 18 different topics that we address in Shmona Esrei. But the bottom line is, nowadays, we're all knowing to daven the whole Shmona Esrei. We do have Siddurim. It's considered Shigur B'Fiv. Most people do know it by heart already. And Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity to daven in full gear. Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ha'osa tefilaso keva ain't tefilaso tachnunim. Now, it doesn't mean a person davens every single day. Keva means steady. But over here, it doesn't mean if a person davens every single day that his tefillah is not considered to be tachanunim. What it means is if a person makes his tefillah routine, if it just becomes like brushing his teeth, and he gets up in the morning, he has this routine where he finds himself in the shul, and he sometimes doesn't even realize that he's in the shul, but he's just following his routine, he follows his daily routine, so then his tefillah doesn't have the same effect as like a techina, where a person comes to Hashem to beg him for his needs. It's just part of his routine. Rather, a person should be able to make his tefillah a meaningful part of his day, and his day, he has these three opportunities throughout the day where he can stop what he's doing to have this conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam. In such a case, then it is tachanunim, and it is indeed the opportunity to ask Hashem for what he needs. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Hamahalach Mokum Sakana. If a person is traveling in a place of Sakana, in a dangerous area, Mispalal Tefillah Katsari, he should daven a short tefillah. Omer, it says, Hosha, he should say, Hosha Hashem is Amcha, it's She'eris Yisrael, B'chol Parashas Ha'ibur, Yiyu Tzarchem Lufanecha Baruch Toh Hashem Shomei Tefillah. So this is a Pasuk. It's a pasuk in Nach. There's different. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, and there are different interpretations of the pasuk. Whether when it says in the pasuk, Hosha Hashem is Amcha Sheres Yisrael B'chol Prashas Ibor. Prashas Ibor, either it means Prashas Ibor when a person is doing averis. Nevertheless, Hashem comes to save them. But over here, he's understanding Prashas Ibor means when a person sets out on his travels. Prashas Ibor Drachim. So when a person is traveling in a dangerous place, he should say this tefillah. We do indeed have a tefillah that we say of tefillah sederach, which is not exactly the same thing. We'll get to that eventually. Mishnah Hey, Hayarochev al Chamar, a person is riding on his donkey. Yerid. He should get down before it comes time to daven. So he should get off his donkey, park the donkey, daven his shmones, and then get back on. If any achol yerid, he can't get down. Either because if he gets down, he's going to lose his donkey, or because it's dangerous. But the bottom line is, whatever it is, the circumstances prevent him from being able to go down from his donkey to daven Shmoneh Esrei. So then at least he should sit on his donkey, but at least turn his heart towards Yerushalayim. V'me'en yachol leirid, yachzir aspanav, he should turn, sorry, not his heart, his face. He should turn his face, yachzir aspanav, he should turn his face towards Yerushalayim. V'me'en yachol lachzir aspanav, he can't turn his face because he's driving, you know, he has to continue moving, it's dangerous for him to stop, so he should not turn his face off the road. I guess that was the equivalent to driving while talking on the phone or texting and driving. So a person should not turn his face towards Yerushalayim while he's riding his donkey. Rather, Yechavan es libo kenegves kodesh hakadoshim. You should at least be able to focus his heart and pay attention to his tefillah as if he is in the kodesh hakadoshim. Mishnah Vav, Hoya Yosef v'sfina. A person is on a boat or a ship, or a car, or on a wagon, or a asta. It's a basically a raft. So these are describing scenarios where a person doesn't have the ability to know exactly where he is, to know exactly which direction he should face to be towards Yerushalayim. So he should at least put his heart in the right place while he is davening. Mishnah Zayin. Because of an Azaya Omer, Ein Tefilas Hamusafim Ella Bechever Ha'ir. So he says, Tefilas Musafim should not be davened be echidus individually, rather it should be with a tzibur, chever a chabura in the city. Chacham Omer bechever ir, shalom bechever ir, you could recite the tefillah of Musaf, whether or not you are with a chabura. You could do it by yourself or with a chabura. Yud Omer, Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda said in his name, Kamok Mashiach chever ir, hayachad pater mitfilas musafim, and whenever there is a chever ir, whenever there is a tzibur davening Musaf, the yachid does not need to daven the tefillas hamusafim. In other words, since the tefillas hamusafim were karbanos at tzibur, so therefore, if there's a tzibur who is davening musaf, the yachid need not daven musaf by himself. Indeed, the halacha is, as we know, we pass that to chacham in the middle shita, that whether a person has a minyan or a person does not have a minyan, he should daven tefillas hamusafim. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos and a very meaningful Tisha B'Av.